it's here and now, and we want to introduce you now to the British music collective known as Jungle. That's the song The Heat. Jungle came to our attention during a Here and Now DJ session, and since then they have been featured on Jimmy Kimmel Live and at South by Southwest. They are now on tour with their first album, which comes out next month. The group's founders, Josh Lloyd Watson and Tom McFarlane, call themselves J&T. They're with us now. Hey guys, welcome. I've been using the term collective to describe you instead of band. That's what you call yourselves. And there are, what, more than a dozen people in the collective?
It depends on what day it is or what country we're in, I think.
or what the project really is. You know? Some of the music videos, there's 12, and then there's, you know, 7 live or 5 live. You know, it changes depending on what the brief is.
And is there something for everyone to do?
Of course, yeah, always.
There's too much for us to do sometimes.
Well, I want to play another song that people may have heard. This is called Platoon. Now, this video for this has gotten millions of views online. There's a little girl dancing around. She's 6 years old.
Indeed. It was probably seven now.
Yeah, probably seven now. Yeah.
And she's a pretty good dancer. I'm an amazing
dancer, really.
Yeah.
Yes. She's great. What a talent. We had such a fun time on the shoot working with her, and we let her just go out there and express herself. You know, I think we all had in our heads when we were shooting the video, you have like shot lists and ideas for what you want her to do.
She was only there for high fives.
Yeah, exactly. Know? When you meet a six-year-old, you can't like explain those sorts of things.
Well, where did that idea come from?
I think it started with, there was another track on the record which we had this idea to kind of have like a body-popping kind of kid. And, you know, by kind of coincidence and chance, I had a friend of mine who was like, okay, you want to do that? Like, I've got this amazing girl who's a friend of mine's daughter who breakdances. You know, the whole family breakdances. They're amazing. The dad's amazing as well. And we basically sent them the track, and she sent us back a video of her doing a head spin in her living room. And when I saw that, I think we were just like,
oh, you're okay. Hired.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
it just takes your, like, it just takes your breath away watching someone so young like pop a head spin.
Well, but when you look at the video for The Heat, it's actually a very similar kind of thing, but it's an adult dancing.
Yeah, I think, you know, once we kind of set the tone with the first video, we kind of felt that we should continue that, and it made us feel good, and it worked visually for us. So I think it's about simplicity in those videos, and the connection between the audience and the performer is about that eye contact. You see a lot of music videos these days which are so overcut, so overlit, and it's just like, you know, almost scared that we're going to lose the attention of the audience if it's not, you know, going a million miles an hour. And I think we wanted to kind of pare it back and just present the simplest idea and see if that caught.
Well, let's listen to some more of your music. This is Julia. Unlike some music, when people hear this, it's not exactly clear what instruments are being played and what's happening. So can you tell us what's going on there?
I don't think we quite know either. I think we just we just aim for something that sounds good, and that's the motif in the studio. It doesn't matter how you make it, whether you're doing something with your mouth or whether you're doing something with your hands. It's all about how it sounds.
So, like, give me an example. What would you have done?
There's a track on the record called Drops, mm-hmm. and we were working in the studio, and I went out to make a coffee. The studio, by the way, is just Jay's bedroom, so it's nothing particularly
cheap,
glamorous.
Yep.
Smaller than this room. And just walked out the door, and the door creaked as Jay was, like, working on the bass line. And he was like, stop, stop, stop. And I was like, oh, I'm not making you another coffee, dude. He was like, no. That door sounded incredible. And I walked back in the room, and he'd already, like, got a mic next to the door. And I just stood there for, like, 10 minutes opening and closing this really creaky door as we recorded it over the track. And
take a solo.
Yeah, take a door solo.
We don't bring the door on tour. Doors on tour.
Let's take a listen to Drops. I don't know where the door part is, but
it's
we'll,
coming up.
We'll,
it's coming
oh,
up.
Good. Okay, listen, keep listening.
Here we go.
Oh wow! There it is.
Yeah.
That's a door. That's your door opener.
You were a bit out of tune, I must say.
Yeah, sorry.
Now, you do have an all-instrumental song called Smoking Pixels. Let's listen to some of that. Say while we're listening to these songs, by the way, that you're both turning the headphones all the way up here in the studio so that you can hear them. You're still very into it. Why do an all instrumental song?
I don't know. I think it kind of split the album up. It was very early. We wrote it. I think my window was getting fixed at the time. We smashed a window by accident, and it was getting fixed. So we weren't actually in the studio. We were just downstairs. So that's where the kind of whistling kind of motif came from. It was almost like this waiting sort of feel. And then, you know, we never kind of got round to writing a song over it, and it kind of divided the album quite beautifully for us, so we kind of kept it in there. You know, we didn't want to force it and go, oh, this needs to have lyrics and a massive chorus, you know. It wasn't about that with that song.
So here you are touring around, going on Jimmy Kimmel Live. What is that like for you right now?
It's crazy. It's you never expect to be in a position where you can do this. You know, I think we were... A year ago, we were sitting in Jay's bedroom making beats, and now we're in a studio in Boston. You know, I think, it will always surprise us, and I think that's the beauty of it. And as soon as it stops surprising us and stops becoming something that's enjoyable and new, I think that's when you got to move on and try something else.
But for now, you're making enough money to pay all the members of the collective.
Just about.
It doesn't include us, though.
Yeah, it's not about that, you know. It's just about having a good time and, you know, seeing the world and playing to people who enjoy it.
Josh Lloyd-Watson and Tom McFarland of the collective Jungle, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Man. Nice to meet you.
And as we listen here to more of Jungle, Sasha, we've got the video of Platoon with this little girl dancing at our website, hereandnow.org. It is great. You've got to check it out. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Here and Now.